slight, hasty labours in this easy play present not what you would, but what we may. For this vouchsafe to know, the only end of our now study is not to offend. Yet think not, but like others rail we could, best art presents not what it can, but should. And if our pen in this seem overslight, we strive not to instruct, but to delight. As for some few, we know of purpose here to tax and scout. No firm art cannot fear vain rage. Only the highest grace we pray is you'll not tax until you judge our play. Think, and then speak. 'Tis rashness and not wit to speak what is in passion and not judgment fit. Sit then, with fair expectance, and survey nothing but passionate man in his slight play, who hath this only ill, to some deemed worst, a modest diffidence and self-mistrust.
That's annoying, isn't it? You choose this podcast and it stops just as it's getting interesting. But all is not lost. You can have the rest of the play. It can happen. You just need to become a patron and then vote for us to make it for you, which we'd be delighted to do. Just go to www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare and vote for this play to come up next. And that was Sarah Golding performing the prologue to The Dutch Courtesan by John Marston. And I am your host, Robert Crichton, with a few thoughts about this particular prologue. So the playwright suggests that this is a rushed play. I'm starting to think that this is a bit of Marston shtick. I mean, the opening to Jack Drum's Entertainment is all, oh, we're not ready, the script's been stolen. And it's hinting at the gap between the author's intent and what you're going to get.
Slight, hasty labours in this easy play present not what you would, but what we may.
It's not what I wanted, but will this do? So lowering the expectations of the audience. The best we're hoping for is not to actively piss you off. Yay!
For this vouchsafe to know, the only end of our now study is not to offend.
And then to pull back a little, points out that this is a comedy, so it's not supposed to be deep. Get that in quite a few prologues as well.
Yet think not, but like others rail we could. Best art presents not what it can, but should. And if our pen in this seem overslight, we strive not to instruct, but to delight.
And then, for the critics out there, hold off your judgment till the end. So, you know, keep the vegetables in your pockets until the curtain call. Okay?
As for some few, we know of purpose here to tax and scout. No firm art cannot fear vain rage. Only the highest grace we pray is you'll not tax until you judge our play.
Think about the show a bit, people. Don't just react straight away.
Think, and then speak. 'Tis rashness and not wit to speak what is in passion and not judgment fit.
So, to conclude, sit still, watch with a reasonable expectancy of the action of the character you will now see. Enter.
Sit then, with fair expectance, and survey nothing but passionate man in his slight play, who hath this only ill, to some deemed worst, a modest diffidence and self-mistrust.
And our expectations as audience suitably lowered, the play that follows being really good, the audience probably enjoys it all the more. Sheep. I should add, I really love this play. I've nearly staged it many times over the years. It keeps never quite happening, so I would love an excuse to have a go at putting it on again. Once again, if you'd like us to record this play or any other play written prior to 1642, not by Shakespeare, then become a patron and go to www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare and vote for it. And to close, here's that prologue again, just to irk you. I've been your host, Robert Crichton, and this is the prologue to The Dutch Courtesan by John Marston, performed by Sarah Golding. Enjoy.
Slight hasty labours in this easy play present not what you would, but what we may. For this vouchsafe to know, the only end of our now study is not to offend. Yet, think thee not, but like others, rail we could, best our presents not what it can, but should. And if our pen in this seem overslight, we strive not to instruct, but to delight. As for some few, we know of purpose here, to tax and scout. No firm art cannot fear vain rage. Only the highest grace we pray is, you'll not tax until you judge our play. Think and then speak. It is rashness and not wit to speak when is in passion and not judgment fit. Sit then with fair expectance and survey nothing but passionate man in his slight play, who hath this only ill, to some deemed worse, a modest diffidence and self-mistrust.
You can hear Sarah Golding all over the podcasting world as a voice actor and as leader of Madiva Podcast, or Modern Audio Drama Indie Voice Acting Podcast, at Quirky Voices for episode information and stuff. Go on, have a listen.